Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
One out, bottom of the ninth. Runner at first. Shores comes set. The 0-1. Ground ball towards Dickinson. Flips it to Milam. The relay to first in time. Tigers win. Tigers win for the second time in 3 seasons and the 8th time in program history. The Fighting Tigers reach the pinnacle. They stand alone atop the mountain. Your LSU Fighting Tigers, the 2025 College Baseball National Champions. 5-3, the final here in Omaha. They sweep the Chanticleers in 2 straight games. Isn't it great to have 8?
Oh, how great it is. We're here on Sports Talk. I want to call yesterday. You heard right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Chris Blair with the Tigers championship finals win, a 5-3 victory over Coastal Carolina. The Tigers beat them the previous night, 1-0. Both evenings, what magnificent pitching performances we saw from the starters, Cade Anderson, and then yesterday from Anthony Ianson. We'll hear more from pitcher Anthony Ianson along with Chase Shores and Chris Stanfield later in the show. Also, Coach Jay Johnson's post-game press conference. And we'll get a little bit also into very soon of what Coastal Carolina's Kevin Schnall had to say after getting tossed very early in that game. And I got to tell you, that finale on Sunday, I'm sure you guys were watching too, just that first inning, seeing Coastal's coach get the boot right away was this. It was like, wait a minute, what's going on here? What just happened? And just so curious. I wish there was like that microphone on the field to know what exactly too was said when he came up and huddled with the umpires, because we heard from Scott Sanders, former MLB pitcher before, when he saw Coach Kevin Schnall hold up those 3 fingers going, you missed, you know, 3 strikes there. That was it. That's all she wrote. You're going back to the locker room. Sorry, Coach. I don't care if this is the College World Series finals or not. And honestly, to me, initially, it seemed like a pretty premature yank job. I didn't know that the Coastal coach deserved to be pushed out that quickly, but them's the rules in college baseball. It's a whole lot different than major leagues when you see a lot of times these head coaches coming out and arguing with the umpires a little back and forth, and they go back to the dugout. I know Coach Jay Johnson for LSU's talked about it too, where he's kind of asked permission to speak to the umpire at times, making sure he doesn't get tossed, especially in a key, huge situation for the College World Series going on. And I don't necessarily know if the Chanticleers would have done much different with their head coach in the dugout. But having your guy, your boss, your manager not around in the biggest situation, along with the first base coach who also got yanked from the game, that it was something they didn't have to at least lean on in some key situations when they might have needed him. And I can imagine there's got to be ways, especially now when you have cell phones and other means of communication, where Coach Schnall might have had the ability to talk to his dugout, even though he wasn't there. Well, he was asked after the game exactly what transpired and led up to him getting the boot from Game 2 of the College World Series in Omaha. And here's Coastal Carolina's Coach Kevin Schnall.
Coach, the 28th pitch of the first inning, were you warned prior to it? And then I know the home plate umpire kind of turned his back and walked away. Were any words shared from him to you afterwards?
There's 25,000 people there, and I vaguely hear a warning issued. As the head coach, I was assistant for 24 years, and as an assistant, you're almost treated like a second-level citizen, and you can't say a word. Now, as a head coach, I think it is your right to get an explanation of why we got warned. And I'm 48 years old. I shouldn't get shooed by another grown man. Right? So when I come out to ask what the warning is, a grown man shooed me. So at that point, I can now hear him say, it was a warning issued for arguing balls and strikes. And at that point, I said, because you missed three. At that point, ejected. If that warrants an ejection, I'm the first one to stand here like a man and apologize. Two words that define our program are own it. And what does that mean is you have to own everything that you do without blame, without defending yourself, without excuses. If you guys watch the video, there was a guy that came in extremely aggressively, tripped over Campos's foot, embarrassed in front of 25,000, immediately goes 2-game suspension and said, bumping the umpire. Immediately does that. There was no bump. He was embarrassed. I shouldn't be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism. They'll retract it, though, because now it's excessive. And the reason why it's excessive, because I was trying to say, I didn't bump him. It is what it is. But if that warranted an ejection, man, there'd be a lot of ejections. As an umpire, I feel like it's your job to manage the game. The national championship game was some poise, some calmness, and a little bit of tolerance.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's Coach Kevin Schnall from the Coastal Carolina. And while I'll agree with him about he didn't push any ump, there was no bumping the umpire there. So I think that 2-game suspension will end up getting relieved from him. It won't end up being enforced after he, I'm sure, will protest this suspension after that. But, you know, when you come out and argue balls and strikes with the umpire in a national championship game, you know what's going on in college baseball. And I just feel like holding the three fingers up and kind of saying, you missed three, was insulting and threatening to the umpire.
And it was following the warning, which is like kind of the key thing.
Which he says, with the however many people in the stadium, he didn't hear.
It's weird that he said in the presser, though, that he was like, I vaguely got a warning. Like, do you acknowledge that you think you got one? Or you're like, the game's over, and now you're like, oh, yeah, now I remember. He might have said something that sounded like a warning. You don't know. But the latter half of the interaction on the field with the suspension of him and then the first base coach that was also ejected and as well suspended, that was kind of just blown out of proportion. That kind of circles to the ump's ego thing we always hear about. But the NCAA did put out a statement later on in the game, saying, you know, bottom of the first inning, CCE head coach Schnall and first base coach Matt Schilling were ejected from the game for continued arguing about balls and strikes after being warned initially by the umpire crew. NCAA playing rule 3-6-F-note 1. Oh, yeah, we're getting deep here.
Right.
States that balls and strikes and half swings and or decisions about hit-by-pitch situations are not to be argued, just outright. So they gave him a warning for that, and they just said, you're not even supposed to do it to begin with. So, at that case, if you're out there still arguing, you're holding up three fingers, you missed three balls already. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, out of here.
Done. They later
Hit
added...
the showers.
Yeah, they later added, in addition to today's ejections, Schnall is suspended for the next 2 games per NCAA ruling. They give another thing about it, like what exactly rule it is. And then they also state that if an assistant coach is ejected, which I guess would be the first base coach,
right?
Then there's another penalty added on to like the original coach. So it's kind of like He actually would have been suspended for the
next... You get punished for the actions of your assistant.
For the next three games. I don't know if this carries over into the new season. I would imagine it might. But like you said, I would hope they were, you know, pull it back. They revoke it, whatever they would need to do.
Yeah, because he definitely had no play in the falling to the ground. I thought it was kind of amusing where he laid into the poor first base. I'm saying, you know, just because he's, you know, non-athletic kind of guy and he ends up falling, that, you know, Schnaug ends up getting blamed for him going to the ground.
They did say in the statement, I skipped over it, but by rule, no team personnel may continue to argue or to continue to excessively express themselves with prolonged actions or offensive language after an ejection. So that was after the ejection. So before he's ejected, that's when he does the three finger thing, which to me, that's an action. That's
right.
A prolonged action. That's you dragging this and, you know, this engagement out and really arguing your case. So the suspension's the part I have a beef with. You probably shouldn't have been in that situation to begin with. For someone that is so calm, cool, and collected for most of the season, I'm stunned this happened, when it happened, and how quickly it happened.
It was just one of those scenarios that it blew up first inning. And
28 pitches in.
You were just, it kind of threw, I think, everybody off. I don't know, though, if it really affected the batters against Anthony Ianson being, you know, so dominating at the plate, for pitching the ball. And what role it had on them also misfielding some balls.
Yeah, there's no way to really, like, kind of run it back and just see what would have happened. One can imagine.
The what-if scenario, right?
The what-if scenario. One could imagine. I mean, and then the same thing, like, what happens if game three goes? And obviously, they'd be without both of those coaches. It could have been worse. It could have been better. Who knows? They started to rally late into the game. I will say that I listened to the CCU players post-game, and one of them was asked right at the beginning, like, what'd you guys do to kind of settle back in? It's the bottom of the first inning. You still have a lot of game left to play to kind of bring yourself back
just
down.
Just started, baby.
And that's what they were talking there. They're like, we spent the next like 10 to 20 minutes just kind of getting everybody off of 100 and just relaxed a little bit and kind of settled down.
Yeah, that's when your team leaders, definitely player leaders, that have to come forth and really step up in that kind of role, I imagine, because the toll, you know, he wasn't coming back no matter what you were going to say right there. And I got to give, obviously, Jay Johnson a ton of credit when he's had issues before with umpires. For the most part, has stayed calm and cool. I can't recall maybe, two times this year I think he got tossed from games, but I can't recall the exact number off the top of my head.
I know that I was telling I was texting my mom about it. She was like, what's with this ejection? She's like, I was watching the game, and I don't really see ejections all that often. And I was like, yeah, you know, Jay's good about it. He usually gets somewhere between, like, at most 2 to 4 a year. And that's, you know, a 60-game, 50-game season. But she was like, the suspension? And I was like, yeah, the suspension confuses me. Because I texted you or asked you earlier today. I was like, the ejection part of it,
sure,
like, that makes sense. But Jay has never been suspended. And then, it was because there's a bit more after that.
The excessiveness.
The prolongedness of it. The actions. The holding up three fingers. It's a big no-no in college baseball, apparently.
Have you seen the retweets today have been merciless of the Coastal Carolina players that were asked, what do you like or admire about the LSU team? And they said, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's the amount of runs you put up in game one.
Yeah. How much did your coach pitch or coach in the game two?
Not much.
Not a whole lot. You know, like that kind of what people were kind of getting on to them. I don't think you should bash the players about that kind of statement. It's the kind of volleyball
question. The
question
wasn't great either. Like, what do you admire about LSU? It's like, I don't really admire anything about my opponent.
No one's ever
going to.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm pretty sure maybe.
Maybe what do you respect about this team, or what have you seen from that Tiger team that has made them so tough?
We had this. We talked about this on Friday before the show. And you and I said, I think I mentioned, I was like, this is the coach question. The coach is going to go out there and say, yeah, here's what Jay Johnson does really well. Jay opened his presser following the game on Wednesday about Dave Van Horn for
right.
like 2.5 minutes and just how good he is, the respect he has for the man and the ball club that he's been able to put together year after year, including this year. And that's kind of what you'd expect from the coach. Players are probably going to be like, yeah, I don't, what do you want me to say? I don't care for the team.
Well, if you want to call it bulletin board material or not, it definitely did not help the Chanticleers, who got ousted back-to-back games at the College World Series. So go Tigers. Another year gets put on the Intimidator board over in the outfield in Alec Box Stadium. 8 national titles for this team. They've been to the College World Series 9 times now and 1 of 8.
We talked about it earlier, the future that Jay Johnson has with this team and what he's done in just 4 years. I know he's going to be out there. I want the man to take a vacation, but I know he's already you know, on SEC Network with Paul Feinbaum pitching.
Chris Blair and other people have done interviews and saying basically the man's got no hobbies either. It's just all ball all the time.
I
worry about that a little bit. That with Jay, come on.
He was talking about like, I love that his love for baseball is so profound. after the win on Wednesday, he was like, "This is one of the greatest moments of my life." And I'm like, "Aren't you married?" And I was like, "Do you want to say that on the air? Do you want to get that out to the public?"
Professionally. And
I'm like, you know what?
There's personal and then professional.
I might agree with him, though. That game was something. This series was something.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.